Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.
Roger, JP, 105 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Welcome to the Lightning Lunch. This hour, your chance to win the tickets from Vinny Tickets and TicketsBash.com to Game 5 Sunday afternoon, Lightning Bruins. Hopefully the clinching game of the series, we'll see. That's going to go through tonight. But a big game nonetheless, and you can win those tickets by playing the game Know the Show.
Very simple. We'll ask you the questions, and if you're a listener, you're going. Let's go with...
Should not have a problem.
No, five in a row. You're going to... You'll get in there. And again, thanks to Vinny at TicketBash.com. Let's go with the lady first. Jen is on line six. You are our first contestant.
Hi, Jen.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Okay. Good.
I love your show.
You do?
Thank you.
Well, let's see how much...
I have been listening since day one, so...
That was my next question.
All right, so then let's ask you a quick question. You know our intro song? Do you know?
Well,
you've heard the song, right?
Yes.
Let's start Riot. What band is it by?
Oh my God! I had to go there.
What band does that song?
Mm. Oh no! Uh oh, she's looking it up.
My God.
In three.
Two.
Oh, man.
One.
I don't know.
But listen, Jen, Jen, feel free to call back. We will not be giving you the answers after because we may recycle questions and things like that.
So if you want to know the answers, you're going to have to hang around and see what goes on. The questions could come up more than once or they may not.
Okay, so you're not going to start with that question in the next one. Okay.
No.
But it could come up.
It's, you know, it'll probably come up. Ryan is on line five. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, Ryan. Let's Know the Show. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you guys?
Big Lightning fan, I assume?
I'm actually trying to win the tickets for my older brother. He's a huge Lightning fan.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Yeah.
And how long have you been listening to us?
My coworker introduced me to you guys in September, so I guess it's been 8 months, so I hope I got enough knowledge.
That's pretty good. That's probably what you need to know most of the things that go on at this show, I would say.
Okay.
Come up a lot.
All right. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Raj, you want to take the first one or you want me to go?
No, go right ahead.
All right. What is the nickname of Monica's mystery bang buddy?
It's Jackhammer.
It is Jackhammer.
There we go.
We got one in there.
Very good. Very good. All right. So you got a personal question now. We'll give you... We'll give you a show question, all right? You ready?
Yes, sir.
There's one rule with the game Dead Guy in the Envelope. It's that the answer, one of the big rules is that the answer is never what celebrity. The answer in Dead Guy in the Envelope is never this celebrity. Who is that?
Oh, I know it, and I'm blanking. I know it. It's just not, it's sitting there, and I can't think of it.
In three.
Other Bob would be so disappointed in me.
Take a guess.
Two. Throw a guess out there.
Don Rickles.
Oh, no.
Sorry,
not Don Rickles. No.
I feel bad for these people who are losing.
Well, they'll feel bad. They're giving it a shot, and they can, you know, try to get through again. Somebody's going to win. He's, you know, this guy's know his stuff.
Let's go with Andy on line one. Go ahead, Andy.
Hi, Andy.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good,
right,
thank you.
How
good.
Are you?
Good, right. Dude. I actually met you guys at the punch out when y'all were down here.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Oh, good for you.
All right, Andy. Let's see. Question one for you. It's a JP question. What retired football player have listeners associated JP with since, I think, almost day one of the show? Pretty close.
I knew the first two, and then you asked me one that I had no idea.
No idea? Retired football player that they've associated JP with.
All because I slipped up and said
You said
the wrong name.
Right. Another football player, yeah. Three, two.
I don't know that one.
Oh, sorry.
I feel like people are yelling at their radio right now. Like they
of
know.
Of course they are.
Right.
There are people who've gotten every question right so far. They're looking for a sharp object. But it happens. We'll see. I mean, we'll see how people do. Let's go to Mike online, too. Hey, Mike, you're on for Know the Show on our Lightning Lunch for Lightning tickets for Sunday, Game 5. You ready to go?
Yes, sir.
Where are you from?
Tampa.
All right. Name three of the voices that Brett does. Ooh. And there's plenty of them.
All right. I'll go with Funk Flex.
That's Bill right, Calvary. Son.
Mm. Okay.
Right you are again.
And JR's mom.
There you go. That's one question. Correct.
All right. You are
very good.
You are well on your way. You are well on your way.
One right.
Exactly how tall is Monica?
Ooh, Monica is 4'9".
No.
Oh, so sorry.
Sorry.
Maybe according to my driver's license. But...
What'd you say?
Maybe according to my driver's license, but not in reality.
That is
not the real height.
That is not the height we talked about.
That's exactly what we talked about. It was your real height.
Ad nauseum on this here show.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we? Mike on line two?
You just got him. Yeah.
I got Mike. Gone, yep. Scott's on line three.
Good. Hey, Scott, you there?
Scott's not there. Hello? Let's go to Mark on line four.
I think I heard Dave.
What? All right, give me somebody. Hello? Who do I have? Who is this? Oh, good God.
Okay, he's gone. I thought he was there.
All right, Mark on line four then. Hey, Mark, Roger, JP, you there?
Hey, how's it going?
Lightning Lunch, Know the Show. How have you done so far with the questions you've heard? Did you get any right? Your other people got?
A couple.
All right, let's see how you do with yours.
Okay. Roger's favorite daughter graduated from which ACC university? Roger's favorite daughter graduated from which ACC
it's
university?
So mean. It's so mean.
His favorite one.
No.
He's got two.
Oh, come on.
Not the one he doesn't love, the favorite.
That's the key to the question.
Right.
Not too sure. Maybe Penn State?
No. No.
Not ACC.
Sorry. I am grossly disappointed.
Well, listen, it's early. Maybe people thought they were better than they were, and now everybody else has been listening like, oh, I got this. I'm going to get in now. Now we'll get the veterans.
Do we need to shrink this down well, you know what? We'll take one more. If we don't get anywhere, we'll break, and then we'll reconvene on the rule structure. And
all right, let's see.
AJ is on line five. Go ahead, AJ.
How's it going, guys?
All right, how are you?
Let's see how you know the show, AJ. Hopefully you get more than one right, which I think only one or two people have gotten so far.
Hopefully.
Let's see. That's a tough one. That's a tough one. What are the names of Monica's cats?
Oh, Jesus.
You know what?
Oh, Jesus is not one of them.
You know what?
No, not at all.
I'll take just one of them. Give me the name of one of Monica's two cats.
Come on.
Fluffy.
No. All right. I gotta be honest with you. I'm a little concerned about our future well-being on this here radio station.
I know.
All right, let's break, we'll start up again in a couple of minutes. We'll reconvene, and
Lightning Lunch.
We're going to talk about a possible rule change.
We'll see.
All right.
We have to get one right. Right.
Right. Then we would have had a winner.
No, Brett. Don't start false rumors. All right. We'll be back with Know the Show. And see if you guys can do better. Meanwhile, get on hold, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. See how well you know this show. For as long as you've been listening, you should do pretty well. So far, not so good. We'll be right back. It's a Lightning Lunch. Somewhere in this hour, we're hoping that you guys will be able to win Know the Show. Questions about this show that you listen to maybe every day. Maybe almost every day, and maybe some people listen all 3 hours, others listen for 20 minutes, but over the 3 years we've been on, who knows what you picked up, and you'll find out when you try to answer the questions. If you're playing along at home and you're getting them, you're probably in good shape. You should try to get through. The winner will get tickets for Game 5 on Sunday, Lightning and Bruins.
Are we dropping it down to four, or are we keeping it at
courtesy of Ticketbash.com. We go to four.
We'll go to four? Okay.
All right, you guys. Now it's four questions in a row right. If you can do that,
right,
then you'll win the tickets, all right? So we just made it a little easier for you.
Let's go with Ronald on five, on line five. Go ahead, Ronald. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, JP?
I'm doing all right. Are you ready to play, my man?
Yeah, man, I think I am. Let's do this.
Okay, question number one. Monica is going to die alone with her blank.
Oh, her cat.
Her cats is correct.
Very good.
Her cats is correct.
Good job, Ronald. There's one.
All right. Rod, you're up.
All right. From Monica question to a show question. Here you go. There are two places that JR's mom always mentions as places she likes to go. They're both Spanish words. Can you name one of the places that JR's mom likes to go?
Words.
Can't hear you. What'd you say?
They're not difficult words, Ronald. They're, you know. But they're places that she likes to go.
What'd you say?
Casa?
No.
No.
Sorry.
No. No, sorry.
No.
Yeah, she bring him up all the time.
Kind of glad because he was hard to hear. Adam on line six.
Yes, sir. Yes,
hey,
sir.
Hey, Adam, where are you from?
Hi, Adam.
Tampa, Florida.
All right.
Okay.
And you listened a long time, I hope?
Since you guys been on.
That's good enough.
All right. Roger is the PA announcer for what NHL team?
The New York Islanders.
There you go.
There you go. All right.
Let's stay on Roger for a second.
Yeah.
Who do we say is Roger's new boyfriend?
it's his, oh, God. Doesn't he go over his house?
Raj did go over his house, yes. And he lives in the Tampa area. That's all you're getting. Well, he lives, you know.
Not sure.
Okay.
All right.
Who's next?
First, I'd like to clear up. He's not my new boyfriend or anything. It's just that these guys say.
Who do we say is Roger's new boyfriend?
A little silly, but all right.
Don't worry.
I did talk to him yesterday. He's doing well.
Hey, listen.
2 days in a row.
It's okay now. You don't have to, you know, it's okay. Nobody frowns upon the gay thing.
Matt is on line one. Hey, Matt, where are you calling from?
Northport.
All right, Matt. Here's a question for you about JP. Your first question. All right. JP's mother-in-law lives in what Florida town?
Ooh. Isn't that Venice?
No. No, that's where Roger's boyfriend lives.
That's Venice Beach. That's where all the hipsters live.
All right. We got to get somebody in the game at least.
Yeah.
Let's go with Kyle on line two. Go ahead, Kyle.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, buddy. Here we go. Lightning lunch. You're trying to win tickets for game five on Sunday. Four questions you got to get right.
Exactly how tall is Monica?
5'6".
No, goodness.
But I like him.
No.
Like that guy.
That'd make her a giant.
Well, he just get at 4'6". Well, he said 5'6"?
5'6".
Oh, Jesus.
Made her a giant. Matt is on line three. Hey, Matt, Roger, and JP. How long have you been listening?
A year and a half.
Okay.
All right. What is the name of our intro song?
The intro that's Riot by 3 Days Grace.
Yeah, you should have held on to that second
block. Ooh, pretty good.
Could have got that as a second one.
Good job, Matt.
All right, you're 25% of the way there.
All right, Matt, here is a Brett question. Brett, our producer.
Okay.
Brett imitates legendary DJ Funk Flex. What Florida town does he love but mispronounce when he's DJ Funk Flex?
Pinellas Park.
Pinellas Park, very good.
That's the way it's pronounced, son.
Yeah.
Pinellas Park.
We got a gamer.
Very good.
Okay.
Question three of four. It's gotten the farthest of anybody so far.
A Monica question. How old was Monica's grandmother when she had her first kid?
Oh, shoot. I want to say it was 14?
No.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Oh, he was doing so good.
Sorry.
Doing so good. All right. Shelly is next on line four for the Lightning Lunch and the tickets for Sunday afternoon. If you can play Know the Show and get four questions right. Hi, Shelly, where are you from?
Hi, from Riverview. It's outside of Tampa.
Yep. All right, Shelly.
All right, Shelly. Who thinks their ass looks good in parachute pants? Who from the show thinks their ass looks good in parachute pants?
JP?
Yeah.
Oh, nice guess.
And it's true. It does. Totally true.
All right. I'll do the same. I'll give you a Roger question. Your second question. Okay. What song is played whenever we talk about my mom?
Oh, God. Can I get an alternate question?
Nope.
No, you cannot.
No, you can't.
Oh, no. Your mom. Mm.
Three?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
One. Sorry.
Now sorry, I know Shelly. People are screaming at the radio yeah. right now for that one.
Then yes. you might be happy. I'm starting to sense we're not going to give away these tickets.
Oh, no. All right, Lightning Lunch, Know the Show. Ron is on Live 5. Hey, Ron, Roger, JP, how long have you been listening? Hey,
a couple years, I guess. It's been a while.
Okay, very good.
Okay, let's go with, let's stick with the Monica questions.
There's a lot of good ones.
In one of Monica's drunken rants, who has she claimed to hate the most?
Oh, you guys just talked about this not too long ago, too.
Yep.
Right.
Every day.
Yeah, well, oh, no.
In one of her drunken rants, who'd you say?
Mike Calta.
No.
Oh, whoa. Sorry. Let's not start rumors here, people.
He's, oh, my goodness.
I mean, that may be true, but that's no. No.
Maybe that was a different drunken rant.
No.
Sorry. She loves me.
Yes.
Eric on line 6. You're next for Know the Show. How you doing, Eric?
Pretty good. How you guys doing?
You're a big Lightning fan. You ready to go on Sunday, hopefully, if you get four right?
Absolutely.
I'm a little concerned Brett's burning a hole through the buzzer button.
It's almost broken.
There's a problem. All right, here you go. Eric, have you ever heard the end of our show, the very end of our show?
Just looking at the same one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
At the very end of our show, what movie line does Brett play to say goodbye?
Bye, Felicia.
There you go.
Population.
There's one right. Very good.
We will stick to the show question category.
Let's see how you do.
What name do Roger and Brett's wives share? They both have the same name. What is their name? By the way, this contest is the most we've prepped for anything ever.
Yeah, we got a lot of damn good questions.
Roger and Brett's wives share what name?
Eileen?
No. No. No, no, no.
Don't.
I bet you that woman who got the Roger's mom song question.
She just went, ah!
Damn, yeah.
Texas. Ryan's on line 1 for Know the Show. Hey, Ryan, Roger, and JP, what's going on?
Good, how you guys doing?
Good, good.
Okay, Ryan, the top 10 list, which always has one item, which if guess, wins you a prize. What is that called?
The bounty.
The bounty Yay. Is correct.
There's one.
The bounty is correct.
All right. Question number 2. What Italian word does Monica love to say, albeit incorrectly? Well, what Italian word does Monica love to say?
I'll give you a hint.
Is it, mozzarella?
No. No, that's not the one we're looking for.
That's not the one she always says.
It is kind of right, but that's not the one we have written down on the...
And it's not the one that she brings up, like, randomly all the time.
No.
It would be her most famous. All right.
Vince on line 5.
Hey, Vince.
What's up, Vince, my Italian friend?
How are you? All right. Good, you guys?
All right. We'll give you that one. What Italian word does Monica love to say, albeit incorrectly?
Gabagool.
Gabagool is the...
Jones goes like gabagool.
Yeah.
Gabagool.
Gabagool.
You got it right. Good job.
Let's stick with Monica. How's that? What classic rock song can give Monica a panic attack?
Any Pink Floyd song, isn't it?
No.
What song?
Be specific.
You got it. kill me. I thought it was Pink Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
What song? Not bad.
I can't think of the name of the damn song.
Just guess one.
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank on guessing any of them. I'm on the spot.
I know you can't. You can't, you can't throw out the title of one pick. All right, you're gone.
Money. No, it's not money.
It's not money.
I mean, he kept naming a band, but we're asking for a song.
Derek on line six.
Hey, Derek.
What's going on, guys?
All right, Derek. Have you been listening to the show for a long time?
Pretty much since the show started.
All right. Did you listen in the last few days?
Yeah, actually.
Okay. Your first question. JP ran out right before the show recently because his mom had what happened?
She fell and hit her face and head.
Yeah.
Boom. Question number one. Like, there you go.
There you go.
Very good.
At the answer, right, not your mom falling.
Right, of course we would cheer for that.
Which member of the show was in a coma as a teenager?
That would be Monica.
Yes. Yeah. All right.
Very good.
All right.
Very good.
You're 50% there.
All right, here's your next question. My wife, Susan, once visited the Bone without me. She took a picture in the arms of what member of this show?
The cat named Mo.
No!
Cat named Mo is not a member of this show, now is he?
So confident, too, when he said it.
No.
Good God. All right, let's go with...
He was confident.
Doug on line one.
All right, guys. Hey, listener since day one.
Okay.
Right. You've been doing good with the question so far. You feel confident?
Let's give it a shot. Want to go to the game?
Here we go.
Okay.
For game five tickets on Sunday.
Oh, no, that one's too tough. Let's go with this once regular caller once sold a cable box named after himself.
That would be a bald box.
Yes, it would be a bald box. How happy you think he is right now?
So?
Not very. What up, Bald?
What's up, Bald?
How long have you been listening? Have you listened even before we were on the air?
I listened the very first day you guys came on the air.
Question two, who did we replace on the Bone almost 3 years ago?
You replaced Drew Garabo.
No. He, of course, is live at 2 o'clock every afternoon after us, but we did not slide him over from this shift, if that's what you meant. No.
Well, he did do middays before he did afternoons.
But we replaced somebody else.
That is not the body that we replaced.
No. All right. One more guy, and then we'll have to go to break.
And then we might have to change the rules again.
We might have to go to three.
Again.
Unless Jeff on line three can steal. Jeff, where are you from?
Brandon. Bring it on.
All right.
Jeff from Brandon. Rank the four of us from oldest to youngest.
Monica.
No. Sorry.
Jackass. Come on.
No.
She's so hating you right now for even thinking that.
Sorry. All right, let's...
Excuse me.
Let's take a time out. We'll get back to this thing.
All right.
You know, and...
I'm so nervous. Are you guys... I'm like pitting out on the edge of my seat nervous.
Are you? Well, there's a little tension. And at some point, questions might repeat. But there are a lot of questions here. And next... We go to three. Four didn't work out.
We've only gotten two. We had two people that got two right.
What? Right. One guy went to the third question. Did we have two that went to the third question?
I think we did.
Well, either way, listen.
Brett would know.
I'm almost positive that we had one guy only go to
two. I think two was the most because he was halfway there.
Coming next, Know the Show, where you'll have to get three in a row right in a lightning lunch. Let's see if you know the show next. 727-579-1025.
I don't know what this necessarily says about us. I don't think we're that memorable.
Well, Roger, JP, we'll be right back.
I bet you Brendan couldn't get three right. A program director.
No, I don't think he'd get past the first one. It's the 1 o'clock hour. We are still in the lightning lunch, kind of in a little bit of an overtime. We thought we would have given it away in the first hour, but tickets for the Lightning Game 5 on Sunday. Lightning and Bruins on the line right now. If you know this show, the game is called Know the Show.
Right. Joe has been on hold for a long time. Joe's on line four. How you doing, Joe? Sorry we kept you on hold so long.
Hey, man. How you guys
All right.
Know that we're going to ask you up to four questions. If you get four right, you will get the tickets because you definitely would know the show.
You ready?
Okay. Here's your first.
Let's go.
What state was Monica born in?
Iowa.
Correct.
Yay. Nice job. Nice job. Very good. All right. Here's question number two. Joe, have you been listening to this show for a long time, like the full 3 years we've been on, basically?
Yeah, pretty much from the beginning.
Okay. Question number two. What 70s sitcom star was mentioned daily on this show for the first few months on The Bone?
She was black.
She's from What's Happening. She's from What's Happening. I remember that. The black lady from What's Happening.
You need a name. I mean, her name was mentioned so many times.
I know. That wasn't Della Reese. That was Della.
No. It's a character name. It's more familiar than you think.
Three, two, one. Sorry, Joe. And it was not What's Happening.
No, that wasn't the show she was from.
Let's go.
Thanks for playing and thanks for hanging on.
Jamie's on line six.
Hi, Jamie.
Hey, Jamie.
Hello.
Hi, where are you calling from and how long have you been listening to this show?
Brandon, pretty much from the beginning.
All right. That's awesome. Thank you.
All right. Roger's favorite daughter graduated from what ACC university? Roger's favorite daughter. Not the one he doesn't like, but the favorite. His
That's
favorite.
So mean. So wrong.
His favorite.
UNC?
You're correct.
Yes.
Yay. You are correct.
Good job. All right.
How old was Monica's grandmother when she had her first kid?
12.
Yes.
Yay.
Wow.
Jamie.
Yes.
All right. Question number three. One big rule for the game Dead Guy in the Envelope is that the answer is never who.
Is it John Ritter?
Yes.
And for the win.
All right, here we go. Fourth question.
Show.
What one are you looking at?
Show category question one. Or question 10.
Ooh.
Question 10 is a bitch.
It is.
Do it.
Monica? Yeah. Are you looking at the questions? You don't have them.
No, I'm not. But she seems like she knows her stuff easily, so it shouldn't be a problem.
All right, Jamie, are you ready?
All right.
For the win.
She doesn't even seem nervous, nothing.
No. I'm saying.
I'm shaking. I'm pacing.
Okay.
All right, Jamie.
Good thing we're having technical difficulties, and Brett can't paint the mood with his musics.
It's quite all right.
I said musics. on the show, Ryan Hoppe was filling in one time, and we had his junk measured.
Mm-hmm.
Who drove to the Bone Studio specifically
JoJo.
To do...
How do you know that one? That's ridiculous.
Congratulations,
Yay.
Jamie.
Oh, my God.
So
congratulations, Jamie. You got yourself a pair of tickets to game five. Could it be for the to win the series? We won't know until tonight. But, Jamie, you did a phenomenal job. hold on. We'll get all of your information. Hey. Monica, we need a name and a cell phone number and an email address, please.
Hey, Monica, keep Jamie on a second. Jamie, if we had asked you this other question, I'm wondering if you would have gotten that one.
Do it.
Jamie, are you there?
Yep.
What regular caller calls us from the Outback Steakhouse and Massage Parlor?
Oh, gosh. Hold on.
See, you never know which one's going to be tough.
Yeah.
For each person.
All right. I got the voice in my head and everything.
Really?
There's all the Jukarovic voices.
Hey, it's...
He always says, hey, it's...
Manuel?
No.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad you went with
the other. So you got the tougher question.
It's JoJo's question.
Yeah, the answer was Eduardo. Mm-hmm. Eduardo from the Outback Steakhouse. You got the right question, and it was definitely the tougher of the two because he's on all the time, and that was one day that JoJo came in and volunteered to measure Ryan Hoppe's package.
Right on. Well, listen.
Well earned.
Congratulations. Hold on, Jamie. Again, Monica, I need name, full name, cell phone, and email address. A big thank you to our friend Vinny Tickets coming through once again. If you're looking to go to Game 5 and you want to get a great price on tickets, ticketbash.com is the website, and the phone number is 516-654-5000.
Now, for some of you who are wondering, we had a guy who came really close. The final question he had and missed was, what's Monica's favorite gas station slash convenience store food.
Monica.
And he had said hot dogs and chili dogs, I think.
Right, but Monica, the correct answer as it pertains to how we've always described them on this show is?
Roller dog.
Roller dogs.
I've always said roller dog every single time.
They're spinning on those stupid silver.
I want the oldest one. Please put a Band-Aid used on there. Something.
And the other one that was asked a couple times, how tall is Monica exactly? People said 4'9 and 4'10. The answer to that one was?
Monica?
4'8 and a half.
4'8 and a half is correct.
Right.
Roger.
Do we have any others that's
the guy that we call Roger's new boyfriend is Ed Weigel.
Yes.
The voice of wrestling. He does every commercial nationwide for wrestling. Good guy in Venice Beach.
The WWE. The question Roger asked, what 70s sitcom star was made a daily mention on the show for the first few months? Florida Evans.
Boy, every day, at least once, Florida Evans would come up.
From Good Times.
Yeah.
We asked, what do Roger and Brett's wives both share the same name? What is the name? Susan is correct answer.
Oh, and who did we replace almost 3 years ago with Shannon Burke?
Shannon Burke.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was going to be an easy one, too. He's doing very well, by the way, in, I think, Atlanta.
Atlanta, yeah, he is doing very well. Good for him.
Ones that were hanging out? Oh, where your mom lives. I thought that was kind of good because it would give you like where your mother-in-law lives.
Oh.
I thought it was good because it was a Florida town, so you guys could just guess, but
Spring Hills
was the answer there.
Can I just say Jamie was just, she didn't even sweat it. She said she was nervous. She sounded cool.
She knew JoJo before the question was over.
I mean, she earned those tickets.
The classic rock song that can give Monica a panic attack.
Not funny.
It's not Money. It is Another Brick in the Wall.
The guy said Pink Floyd, but he didn't have a song. He couldn't come up with a song. And then the one I thought really was easy that if he thought about it a second, was about my youngest daughter, Courtney, flew from North Carolina to Tampa to attend what annual party? If he thought about Tampa annual party, I think he would have come up with Gasparilla.
Yeah. Right.
So, there you go.
All right.
That was a lot of fun. Thanks for playing along, you guys.
It was fun.
For those of you who are very frustrated because you were listening and you were screaming at the radio and stuff, we appreciate that you knew so many questions and that you listened to us that rapidly, that you would know them. We appreciate it very much, all you guys listening. For Roger and JP, it's The Bone, Real Raw Radio.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.